5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Workin' Sports Podcast. So I had this idea this weekend. I was doing a little bit of work out in my yard, and I was trying to come up with some new ideas for the podcast that can add value to you guys, but also have a little bit of fun. And I thought, you know, we have this director of customer service. His name is Randy Just. And basically, if you call into Workin' Sports, he's the one that answers. You know, we don't have any off-seas kind of overseas calling center or anything like that. We have a team, you know, and Randy's the big part of that. And he's one of the nicest but most interesting people you'll ever meet. It's funny that I put a button there. I didn't even mean that. But he's one of the nicest, most genuine people. And he just wants to help in like 100 different ways at all times. And he's funny without knowing it. There's tons of stories I could tell you, but what I was thinking was I'm going to call Randy, have a discussion with him about some of the biggest questions that people call in and ask him about sports careers. And we're going to discuss this whole thing, but he's not going to know that I'm recording him. Not until, you know, maybe at the end. So you're going to get real Randy, I think, which is, I don't know. I think it's kind of funny, but again, it could be funny just because I think it's funny. But it's also going to be informative. So this could be completely deer in headlights fail. This could work terribly. Or it could be a lot of fun. And it could be something I do more often. Try to trick people, not let them know I'm recording them. Of course, I'll tell them at the end. I'm not going to publish this and go live with it or anything like that without letting him know. That would be immoral and unethical. And I am not that kind of guy. But let's give this a shot. I'm going to call Randy now. Randy better answer this time. Randy, where are you?
Workin' Sports, it's Randy.
Hello, Randy. It's Brian Clapp.
Oh, hey, Brian. How you doing?
I'm good, bud. How are you?
Good. I was just about to call you.
So I have a question for you.
I was
brainstorming some content ideas this weekend, and kind of wanted to get some thoughts on for, you know, podcast conversation kind of stuff. So what are like the biggest, most common questions you get? Like when people call in to customer service, not about the site, not about like, hey, my account, my credit card didn't work or whatever, but like, what do people call in and ask?
It's about how do they get themselves out there and be recognized? And, you know, what steps do they need to take to get into the industry? I mean, that's the main average one.
You sound, Randy, you sound tired. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm okay. I am tired, but yes.
Why are you tired? Why are you tired? It's Monday morning. Why are you tired?
Because I had a fun Sunday night instead of a Saturday night. So,
all right.
No.
Maybe we'll have to talk about that later. Okay, so when somebody calls in and wants to know like how to like get themselves out there, what kind of advice do you give them?
Well, what I normally say is, first and foremost, you know, get as much experience as you can, like wherever you can, you know, but more importantly, network yourself, go out there and meet, people, go visit them, you know, dress up and say, hey, can I get 15 minutes of your time? You know, I'm looking to get into the industry. How did you, go about getting into the industry? And, you know, learn from them and then also get their information and say, hey, is there anyone else that I should go meet, you know, that I'm, because I have this interest in sales or whatever it may be.
Yeah. So you push the networking and talking to people and just getting your name out there and building your experience.
Yes. I mean, that's how it works for me. And so that's why I push it a lot.
Yeah.
So.
How do most people respond to that? Do they seem like they're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Or do they get frustrated or what's kind of the tone?
Actually, they get a little excited about it and they feel like, I spent some time at least trying to help them out.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not just a job board that's like just trying to get money. So when I spend a few extra minutes talking to them about it, I think it's something that they like. So
how long would you guess you spend on each call? Seriously, somebody calls in and they're like, hey, I want to work in the sports industry. I'm frustrated. How long would you guess that you spend on the phone with them?
Oh, I would say anywhere between 15 and 25 minutes.
Holy, really? Dude, that's awesome.
Because they got a lot of questions. They'll just keep talking about some stuff. Yeah.
That's super cool if you ask me, because I don't think you get that very often from like calling a customer service line.
It's mom and dads too, and they're asking additional questions for their kids. And so they're excited as well because they want to tell their kids this. And, you know, so it goes half and half.
So wait, explain that to me. So parents call in asking questions to help out their kids?
Yes.
Really? How often does that happen?
Honestly, it's like a third to a half sometimes.
No kidding. Okay, so yeah, do you build a little bit more of a rapport with the parents? Like, do you kind of help them out a little differently, or?
They're sad. Little Johnny just got his degree and he's not having any luck. And what can he do to get, you know, into the industry? So.
Okay. Do you give any different advice in that regard, or is it pretty much the same? Like, you want them to get out there and network, build their experience, that kind of thing?
It's different because I tell them, you know, Johnny should be calling. You know, he's the one who needs to be motivated and get out there and meet new people. And, you know, and so I do recommend, hey, have your son or daughter call me. I'd be happy to answer questions for them because, you know, you can't go out there and do it for them. So.
Right. Now, so do you feel like now when you're giving advice, do you still pull from your experience? Because you were with, how long were you with the Coyotes?
Over 5 years.
Okay. So you worked in sales with the Coyotes. So you feel like you have, you know, like a good background to be able to tell people, you know, what they could do differently in order to get their way, find their way.
I feel like, yes, I have enough of a background. You're not taping this, are you?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, I am. Did I not tell you
what?
That part? Yes,
yeah.
Right. See, you caught on to me. You figured this out. I was going to ask.
I can't believe this.
I was going to ask you for permission at the end. Don't worry.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's do this again then, because my voice is a little out of control.
No,
but, yeah.
It's natural. This is you, Randy. I want the real Randy. This is real. Unfiltered, full-on Randy. Okay, so what did you do with the Coyotes?
So I was actually in.
See, listen for Randy. Your voice is going to change now. You're going to sound totally different. Go ahead. Tell me what you did with the Coyotes.
Possibly. No, I worked for the Coyotes in March of 2000. I started off with season ticket sales, and then I moved into group sales and also into suite sales as well. And we opened the new arena in Glendale. So that was great experience as well. So.
And every time I look at our job board, I'd say over 50% of the jobs are in sales. So you actually have the right background to give the people a different type of advice. What was your key to getting your first job in the industry?
Well, you know, my key to get into the industry was networking, like I mentioned earlier. When I ended up getting my degree at Metropolitan University in Denver, I went out there and visited a few people, and I ended up meeting Sean Hunter's father. Sean Hunter was the CEO and president over at the Avalanche, and he moved over to the Coyotes. And I ended up flying out to Phoenix to meet Sean Hunter's father. And I can't recall his name right now, but ended up going out there and just flying just to meet with him and spend 15, 20 minutes and ask him some advice on how he got to where he was today. And if he had a few names for me to go meet and introduce myself as well. And he ended up giving me a couple contacts, and I ended up calling them as well. And when I did my first interview with the Coyotes, I ended up mentioning a few names of who I had talked to and got some advice from, and I think that helped me. So,
yeah, for sure. So it's not always easy to break in, but how important is it for you? Like, it sounds like you have, and I know this about you, but you have kind of this fearless attitude where you can go and talk to anybody in any situation and just not have any fear about that. And I say this like in life and in work, which is, I think, a really good attribute. What about for people that, like, I don't know, it's just not as natural to them to go up and talk to somebody or make friends or be networking guy. What kind of advice would you give them?
Well, and I would say this for any position in business. You know, you are your suit. You know, when you meet people and you're networking, you want to look good and be professional and just have that positive attitude. And when you bring that energy into a room, I think it's I think it's contagious, and I think people appreciate that kind of energy when you're positive. And even if you're shy, at least as long as you're bringing that positive professional energy, I think that's what's important. So
how often after you talk to somebody and you've talked to them for 15, 20 minutes, whether it's a student or it's a young adult or a parent, how often do they talk to you and follow up afterwards and say something like, wow, you really helped me a lot? Like, how often do you get positive feedback from people?
I'd like to see more, but not too much. Sometimes, if they do call in and they're saying, yes, you did help, Johnny ended up getting a job, in the industry and we appreciate it. And, they might give us a testimonial. So, there's sometimes that I've had follow up from a few, throughout the years, they'll catch up with me and, they'll say that they're still working, and had some opportunities, but they're looking for another one. And, how can I help out, or do I have any additional advice? And usually that's what I also do is I recommend your podcast or your blog, Brian, because obviously you have a lot of great information in there too.
That is a smart idea, Randy. So tell me this, how often do you hear from employers? Do you hear from them very often?
The employers? Yeah. I mean, sometimes just to make sure that we have the right information up for those job seekers. And, if they're, and also new employers, they haven't used our service before. They end up getting a hold of us on the customer service side. And, so I just kind of give them direction on how they create an account and how they can check with our employment department. So
I've talked with John, our CEO, about this before, and he's told me that a lot of employers will say, we like the applications that come in from your members more because they tend to be more serious and more, you're just more serious about their career because they're willing to invest in a membership and they're serious about their career. They've listened to the podcast, they've read the blog, whatever it may be, and that employers seem to be happy with the people that come through. Do you find that to be true as well?
Yeah, no, I definitely find that to be true. I think we have a great database of job seekers that, employers can choose from. And, we're really the pulse of this industry, I feel. And, we have the right contacts where we're actually getting a hold of the right people, professors, whoever it may be, some that you might I've not mentioned, I also work with the schools throughout the country and with professors sometimes, and they share our information with their students. And so, I think it's a great database of, entry level and also people that have been in the industry as well for a bit. So
what did you do last night that makes your voice sound the way it does right now?
I sang all night long at karaoke.
Did you really? What was your song? What was your go-to move?
I really did. No, I didn't. It's just, Brian, I'm embarrassed with my voice right now.
Don't be. No, Randy, this is you. This is fine.
Yeah, this is me on a Monday. But no, you know what? I just ended up watching the game, the Cavaliers and Warriors, and visited with some friends. So nothing too crazy.
If you were singing karaoke, what would have been your go-to song?
Tainted Love.
All right. Do you want to give us a verse? You down with that?
Sure, but I don't know if they even know. No, I can't even think of singing that song right now. It's Monday morning right now, Brian. All right. So,
thank you, Randy. I appreciate the conversation. Anything you want to add about your favorite part of your job or anything like you really like to converse with people about, any specific subject?
No, just get out there and, make sure you're active out there. Don't always be on your phone. Go hiking, get out and enjoy the outdoors. And, have me on again when you actually let me know I'm going to be on, and then I'm a little more prepared.
That wouldn't have been as much fun. See, I figured
it again.
That wouldn't have been as much fun. I wanted to surprise you a little bit and get real raw Randy. I think the biggest takeaway for me is that when people call in, you spend like 15, 20 minutes with them on the phone. I mean, you don't get that anywhere else. You just don't. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I've been on the phone with you for almost 15 minutes as well, too.
So what you're saying is you want to get back to work? Is that what you're kind of getting me at?
They need me out there, Brian.
They do. So, they're waiting for you. They need you.
Yes.
All right, Randy.
Exactly.
Have a good morning, buddy.
Thank you, and we appreciate what you do as well, Brian.
Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
See you, bye.
I want to say thanks to Randy. He came on. He was a good sport. He didn't know I was going to do this. This was a total ambush, and you could tell that he wasn't quite prepared for it. But I think it's pretty cool that our customer service, somebody calls in and asks a question, and they're talking to Randy. You know, they're talking to real people with real experience in the industry. Or you go on our private Facebook group, and I'm going to respond to you. I'm personally going to respond to you on every question. We've got our experts, our expert guests from the podcast that are in the private Facebook group answering questions. We're here as more work in sports. You know, our brand, our business, we're here more than just as a job board. We're here to give you the advice you need to take the next step in your career and to kind of be an asset on your journey. So there's a great team of people behind everything we do. And I don't know, here and there, I might introduce you to more and more of the people. So I hope this was fun on the ambush on Randy, and I'll try to do this again sometime. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.